Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So friendship, it's a funny thing.
Is it?
It is. And you know, Ash, like, I appreciate you for so many things.
I appreciate you, Taryn.
So many things. I love you. I do.
I love you.
But there's one thing that, like, you tend to do a lot that, like, I don't love.
Oh, shoot.
And that's take photos of me while I'm on the toilet. It's right. The most unnerving experience when you're just sitting there and the door flies open, so you panic, and then to turn and see your best friend.
But here's
with
the thing.
Polaroid camera.
But here's the thing. If we're talking about this past weekend, the door was wide open.
Okay, in my defense, I like threw it behind me and it didn't catch.
So then can you blame me?
So what you're saying is
for
if
walking in,
you leave a door open, anyone has the right to take photographic images of you.
Here's the other thing. For some background, I constantly get selfies from Taryn of her on the toilet. So in my head, not only are you okay with photos on
post.
The toilet, but if the door is wide open, then I feel like you're asking for it. You might, I don't even know if you noticed, but every time I went to the bathroom this weekend, I locked both doors.
Yeah, so I
to make sure that no one could walk in on me.
Well, then all this to say, I asked for it, I guess. So thank you.
Should we do a poll? Should we ask them? Should we post this?
Is it okay to take a photo of your friend on the toilet? If you, well, mate.
It depends on how close of a friend you are, is what I think it comes down to.
Yeah.
And I think I've given enough evidence to
that
show
I should
that
be
we're
aware.
Close enough, and you should know that you have
we'll
provoked
this. We'll
repost
this Polaroid, and you guys can see the look of sheer, like, anger and terror in my face.
She was very upset. We were also at our friend's bachelorette party this weekend, and, like, that was, like, what started off the
whole
weekend.
That was the very
like,
first
we hadn't
photo.
Even started yet, and that was the first Polaroid we took.
Hello, y'all.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And we are
Unsolicited Advice. Good job, Ash.
It honestly does not get any better every time we, like...
No. I don't know why we turn
great.
On these, like... game show host voices.
Hello,
too.
Everyone, and welcome back to
Unsolicited.
I think it's like it just makes it extra awkward, and
that's
we
true.
Just like love the awkwardness of it all. So we
do love awkward.
We just kind of lean into it.
Yes,
you know, we don't fully embrace the TV show thing, but like every time we say it, it just kind of sounds very like Wheel of Fortune-esque.
Yeah,
you know.
Do you feel like since knowing me, you've leaned more into your awkward side?
Oh, 100%. I have multiple people. Huh. I have had recently. Probably 3 people say that Taryn brings out a side of you that I've never seen before.
Hmm.
And I think it's the same side that like me and Alicia get around each other where we're just like goofy sisters.
Yeah.
I feel like you do the same thing to me. So a lot of people are always surprised. They're always like, oh, wow, you act really different around Taryn. You act more like funny and aloof and like carefree. And I'm like, oh, yeah it's because I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, I love it. I love watching that side of you emerge. Like,
do
a baby
I bring anything fun
butterfly
out in you?
I feel like probably you not. Egg me on. You egg me on for sure because you laugh at me. And I've said this before in episodes. When someone laughs at me, I'm like, oh, it's on.
Oh, it's, she just keeps going. She just keeps going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so I don't know if you can tell, but I have been sick. I feel like I've been sick a lot. No, I usually lose my voice.
I feel like you've been about to be sick a lot.
Oh, you think
but
this
you've
is
actually
like,
finally gotten sick.
Because
this
me.
Last time you were this was what, like a month ago I felt like you were feeling sick.
Yeah.
I was the one who ended up getting sick. Thank you for that. And then you're just now getting it.
Yeah. It's like I think it's like I've been running from the sickness and then I just tripped and it caught me.
She tripped on Saturday now Monday and she's full cold mode. Except I disagree. She says she hates her like raspy voice. I think it's like I love, you guys probably remember if you're a Friends fan, Phoebe, she wanted to get sick so that she could sing in a sexy raspy voice.
Yeah.
I like the raspy sexy voice. So
thank you.
I feel like my voice has always been too high, especially when like I have to be on, like on a camera or even on the podcast. I feel like it took a couple episodes for me to actually be like, you don't have to be like this all the time, Ashley.
Find your decimal.
You know? Like, I'm just like, okay, just calm down and talk and let your voice just be normal. So yeah, I feel like I like the deeper, like raspy.
Thanks. I think there's a difference. Jealous. There's like the raspy, sexy, like low tone voice, which I have right now. and then there's like, When it's like super nasally and you're like,
that's when it's gross.
You know when like when you can someone's like hear talking and you yourself are going,
yeah,
because you're just like, oh my god, like, clear your throat. I can hear it. Yeah.
No, yeah. That's
anywho,
gross.
To start this episode off, I figured we could do a fun game.
Oh, I love games. Let's do it.
We're gonna do word association.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say a word, and you have to. You can't pause or think. You just have to say the first word that comes to your head.
I'm not good at these kind of things.
I know you're not, which is why I want to do it because it'll be funny.
Naturally. Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Horse. Ashley.
Maine.
You have to say it right away.
Maine. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Pizza.
Pie. I don't know why. You told me not to pause.
Okay. Ready? Sand.
Dunes.
Yours like makes sense, but they're also like kind of like a left turn, you know? I feel it though.
Sand dudes, I feel like that's spot on.
Ready? Duck.
Goose. It's in the bird family.
okay. Ticket.
Police.
rose.
Gold. I don't know why I was going
gold? Oh, gold. Rose gold. Sure. Shark.
Tank.
Shark
Hoo-ha-ha.
Tank. Hoo-ha-ha. snake.
Bite.
Okay. Lips.
Plump.
What?
I don't. People do lip plumping?
Sure.
Sure.
Forest.
Gump.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You actually did pretty good.
Thank you.
Last one. Door.
Slam.
Slam.
I feel so like, none of those were good.
I mean, all of them were in the family of what that word could go with.
I think it all made sense. It just wouldn't be what someone would normally
not your first
think
thought.
Of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm more like door, knob. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But you
I didn't even
action
think
word.
Knob. I just saw a door slamming in my head.
And there you have it.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. So
if you want us to do more games, let us know.
We should. I feel like we should. I feel like that was great.
Well, I feel like... Okay, I'm gonna come up with a game soon and I'm gonna do it to you.
Oh, okay.
We'll switch. We'll take turns.
Cool.
This is fun.
Yeah.
I like this.
How is there anything like within this last week you'd love to update us on while I cough real fast?
Just a little cough break for you.
Yeah.
Not much. We went to our friend's bachelorette. So, see, that's what's hard is we spent the weekend together.
Yeah.
At a friend's bachelorette, so you already know everything, but
that's
the listeners
true.
Do not.
They don't.
I
unless they follow us on our socials, which then you would see
hey.
Fun stories.
Ash Nicole _ XO. Unsolicited advice.
Taryn Renee.
Pod. we went to Palm Springs for our friend's bachelorette.
We
had so much fun.
It was so fun.
We went out dancing. We swam in the pool. We cooked. We ate a lot. Yeah, we ate a lot. My friend, our friend, is gluten-free and vegan. And we went full on. I got 2 dozen gluten-free vegan donuts, which, fun fact, those are expensive.
They, how much was just like a dozen?
You don't even want to know.
No, I do want to know.
Okay. I was shocked.
Okay. And Let me guess.
I just decided this was going to be a gift from me because okay. I didn't look at the price. Because I assumed donuts. Yeah. 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 Go ahead. Guess. And I remember it fully. So.
Okay. For a dozen, I would guess, if I'm thinking like overpriced, it like 25.
For a dozen donuts.
For a dozen.
One would think.
More than that?
Yes.
So that's more than $2 for one donut.
Yep.
How much was it?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Guys. You should have seen me. I put my card in and I was just like, well, shoot, I'm out. Like, I'm done.
When he said it, did you try to have a normal fit? I've done that so many times where I'm like, don't look poor, Taryn. Well, act like this is not a big deal.
Exactly. That always happens. And then you sit there and you're like, wait, which card do I use? And then, yeah. And then
let me check my balance.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. It was clearly posted all over the place, but I just asked for 2 dozen. And then we went through the whole thing. We picked out individual donuts.
Yeah.
He gives me the total and I was just like,
okay, tell me. Okay. Suspense.
It was $7 a donut.
Shut the frick up.
$50 for a dozen. And your girl got two.
You spent over $100 on those donuts. Well, good thing we ate them all.
We literally ate them all, which is great.
Holy crap.
But I was shocked. I almost took back the last dozen.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? It's her bachelorette and she has wanted these donuts for a long time. And I was just like, you know what? It's going to be my gift. So we did.
That's a big if.
No, I was genuinely, I didn't know I was going
to
give it.
I mean, usually I aim for more like $20 to $30 gifts.
But like in my head, that is extremely overpriced,
holy
right?
Crap.
So in my head, I was like 2 dozen. Like, of course, I'll get extra and then maybe we'll have like stuff for breakfast the next day or whatever.
$7 a donut?
Yeah. And the second he said it, I like looked up and saw the sign where it's clearly stated a single donut. A half a dozen, and then, you know.
So, like, I would love to know, because I know, like, healthier options. Like, I know when I was vegan or, like, keto or whatever, like, buying groceries was way more expensive because mm-hmm. you had to get, like, a certain type of flour and a certain type of this. Yeah. But I would love to know, like, realistic,
how much does
it really cost to make one donut?
It doesn't cost that. I don't think it costs no that way. Much. Granted,
so
this is, like, a bougie, you know, like hip donut place in LA. So
they
not
can charge
only
you whatever.
Is it super trendy and hip, but it's also in LA. Like if this was in, I don't know, Riverside or something, California,
<O-C>?
I feel like they would not be that much. They would have been at least $5 max or less, not seven. So
oh my gosh.
That's
well, what
the,
a
that's
good
my,
friend.
You know, we don't even need to tell her. We'll just like,
this is a test. Does she listen to our podcast?
Does she listen to the podcast?
I was just about to be like, oh, I'll pitch in for it, but I'm like, dude.
Well, that's what I was like. I was like, oh, we could all split it, but like I did not run that by the group. I decided to buy those myself, so I was like, it's fine.
You're welcome, Ashley. Like that's something people overlook when people we actually were just talking about this. Uh-huh. Like when it comes to money, I'm like ultra sensitive.
Yeah.
Because I know what it's like when you go somewhere and someone's like, oh, by the way, like I decided to get this. Can everyone just Venmo me $75? And you're like, homegirl, like
we need that money. Not discuss this.
Yeah.
So, especially at Bachelorette.
Yeah. There's always like these hidden charges that you're like, wow, could you have just checked with me? And I think you have to be careful because it can feel very inconsiderate when like people are like not prepared for something and then you just assume everyone can afford it because honestly like you don't know what people's money situation is.
No, and people are always going through things, so it's like it could be a really tough time for someone. So remember that girl, one of our first episodes was of a woman who was married and had kids and was going to her friend's wedding and had to back out because she just couldn't afford what was being asked of her.
Totally.
I feel like that happens constantly and people are just unaware of, you know, they expect you to be there and it's like, okay, but like, that dress is expensive and you want me to buy this as well and I have to fly out there and
oh
it's just
gosh,
like all of that adds up and that, all your vacation hours are gone. And it's just like this big ordeal.
Totally.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
All this to say, ask first, people.
Yeah, and look at the damn sign. Like, it was above... It was like bold and like right above the donuts themselves. Aww. So like I could have, you know, we could have just asked for one.
It's true. Well, here's your one donut. Happy bachelorette.
Happy bachelorette.
Eat it slowly.
None for the rest of us.
Nope. All right. Well, I do have a tear it up. Should I do it?
Bless. Yes, please.
This is a good one. Okay.
I'm so excited.
It's titled My Flying Underwear Fiasco.
Oh my God.
Right? I was like, chonies? I'm going to read it. Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, y'all. I'm Kayla. You can say my name.
Hey, Kayla.
Say my name. I can't sing.
No one is around you.
Say, baby, I love you.
Anyway.
You know the next line?
If you ain't running games.
Oh, okay. Close.
I wasn't sure. That's why I mumbled it.
That's fine. You did great. All right. I've decided I might be the most awkward person alive, and I fully embrace it. Girl.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
we both mention you.
Like, okay. Here's a quick story from my freshman year of high school that my friends still laugh about and I still cringe over to this day, which that's rough. Freshman year to have something embarrassing happen.
Yeah.
Like everyone's insecure. Oof. Everyone's watching your move.
That's a rough year.
You hear about those kids, like something happens in freshman year and they have like the unfortunate nickname for like all of high school. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a bad time to get
it. Yeah. So the story begins the night before my embarrassing fiasco. I did my laundry, threw it all in a basket without folding, and went to sleep. When I woke up, I grabbed a sweatshirt from the basket, threw it in my backpack, and went to school. Fast forward to later that day. I'm sitting in science class and all of our desks are arranged in a circle with the teacher in the middle giving a lecture. I get chilly and grab the sweatshirt that we talked about earlier and whip it around a little to straighten it out. You know, the action that doesn't have a word, but we all do it when we take our clothes out of the dryer.
Oh my God,
I hope you
know.
I totally know. It's the whip, like, whoosh.
Yeah, you like fling it and it makes the whipping sound. Yeah.
Yeah. I do that all the time, even when I don't need to. It's just like you pick up an article of clothing and you feel like you have to.
If there's anything on it, not anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my main reason is because I'm terrified of spiders in there.
Yeah, well, that, 24/7. That too. Like dust, dirt, whatever, spiders.
Yep.
Bugs.
Bugs.
All those things.
All the things. Okay. Well, that sent my pink, heart-patterned Target underwear, which had gotten caught in my sweatshirt the night before, flying across the room and, of course, right on top of someone's desk across me on the other side of the circle.
That just went from, like, awkward to just hilarious.
So bad.
On someone's desk.
Like, so bad.
That's hard to even try to make happen, you know? It just literally lands on someone's desk.
Oh, well, and, like, that action with clothes is so violent. It's like, which, so to see, like, and just, like,
you know, hence the title also. Well done.
Yep. Everyone was silent while I got up mortified, got my underwear and walked back to my desk, put it in my backpack. The teacher preceded the lecture with like nothing had happened. LOL. Anyways, that's my embarrassing start to high school. Now I always check my sweatshirts before I leave. By the way, I love y'all's podcast and listen every week. Love, Kayla.
No kidding. I'm going to start checking my sweatshirts and everything before I leave too.
Yeah, I've done the like where I've had leggings on and I'm like, what is this lump? And it's like a thong like in my leggings.
Yeah.
I've never
or
done
a
where
sock,
I've flung
like one of those no-show socks.
Oh yeah.
They're so tiny and small
that it
looks like it could just be like a wrinkle.
Yeah.
Or like something's folded in itself. It doesn't look like it could be another article of clothing. So I've had socks fall out of pants a lot. Actually.
Yeah. No, totally.
Never in public or landing on someone's desk.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I did, to offer up to you, Kayla, that you're not alone. I did have a moment the other day where I had a small purse and I was like on my last day of my period. Are you proud of me, Ashley? I'm talking about it. Thank you. And so like I had stuck in just like a really thin pad like into my purse. And so I was at Starbucks and I pulled out my wallet and the pad was like stuck to the outside of it.
Oh.
And the guy just like looked at me and I tried to like really quick put it in my purse and like keep going. But then I just started cracking up and I was like, oh my God.
But honestly, in those situations, especially like period stuff and guys, like the guys always are like extremely uncomfortable for whatever reason. It's not that big of a deal, but like they're always a little uncomfortable. Effie gets better to just laugh at it. So it gives them room to laugh at it. Cause they don't, right at that moment, like I guarantee you, he's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, do I laugh? Do I pretend I didn't see? And pretend I didn't see is usually like the go to. But if you laugh at yourself, then the guy's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that was funny, right? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to laugh because he doesn't want to make you uncomfortable.
Oh, totally.
It's better. Yeah. It's always better. Fun fact, guys, it's always better.
Always better.
To laugh at yourself.
Laugh it off.
Yeah. Laugh it off. I have something that I wanted to share.
Oh, bring it.
This is really fun.
Okay.
I was scrolling through emails trying to pick one to read today, and I came across this one. The title caught my attention. It's not at all what I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. It turned out to be even better.
Oh.
The title is called Shocked at Taryn.
Oh, no. What do I do?
Nothing. Okay. You're fine. You're fine. So I'm going to summarize because it was a little long.
Okay.
Her name is Juvie.
Hi.
She says I could totally say her name. And she loves and lives for this podcast. Her Monday morning routine is to pop in her AirPods and go for a morning walk with her doggo listening to us.
Oh, cute.
She says she doesn't have a story to tell, but she has a pun for Taryn.
Oh.
And a story of when she met both of us.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm excited.
Her pun is, what do you say to your sister when she's crying?
I don't know.
Are you having a crisis?
You get it?
It's crisis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was funny. Specifically for you.
That's funny. I love
that
it.
That was specifically just for you.
I loved it. I loved it.
Okay. So she goes, anywho, funny story. I've actually met both of you guys in Orange County, but was only brave enough to chase Ashley down at Target. I remember texting my friend saying, OMG, I think I see Ashley at Target. I recognized her head. And immediately sent her a pic. I'll attach them for reference.
Oh my gosh, yay.
I'm dying.
I just want to say, I can tell from the jacket that I'm wearing that this was from at least 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, that was a purple.
I was going to say your
jacket.
Hair looks so different.
My hair is so long. I remember getting that shirt, and it was when I was going to Biola.
Oh, yeah.
And it was 100% at least 4 years ago, probably five.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dead.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
sorry. For those of you who can't see this, we'll post this is what we'll do when this comes out so you guys can see it as well. So go check it out on our channels. But as of right now, it's literally a picture of me pushing a cart, walking down a Target at aisle from behind. Like, I'm not looking at the camera at all. No. It's literally just me.
It's amazing.
Behind.
It's like a paparazzi shot. She says she recognized my head. she continues, and I immediately sent her a pic. That's the pic. Anywho, I told my mom, and she knew how much I watched you and Alicia, and immediately went stalker mode and helped me relocate you, LOL.
Aww.
When we found you, she pushed me. I love this. This is her mom. She pushed me into the bra section, and I was so nervous. That means her mom literally just like shoved her into the bra section. She said, you were on the phone, and I didn't want to be rude at all, but you immediately told them you'd call them back, hung up, and you started talking to me.
Aww.
I was so shocked at how happy you were to meet me and made me feel so warm. I'll never forget that. And when I had a spotlight moment in your vlog, which is funny because I don't remember this, but I must have vlogged her.
Yeah.
So it must be in a vlog still.
Yeah.
And then she added another photo where I'm actually
cute.
Smiling.
Look at you. You're
together.
Such a baby with the bras.
We're literally in the bra section at Target, and we took a photo together. That
look at
her
your
mom
cute
must,
little hand on hip pose,
her mom
too.
Must have taken. Yeah, I could tell. That is an old.
Yeah.
That's me a long
you
time
look
ago.
So cute.
So funny. Anyways.
Oh, my God. Love this. What Taryn. Does your shirt say?
Oh. Mod? Oh, I think it said model.
You did not.
It probably said model.
Oh,
actually,
my
I know it said model.
I'm
it said
dying.
Model. I'm into
dying,
myself,
I'm
I guess. she continues. Taryn, I met you at my previous job, Brea PD. you came in and I was working at the front counter and I immediately recognized the bright red hair. You can't miss that anywhere. I was so shocked. You came in asking if you could have your citation signed off there. And I managed to tell you to contact the agency you lived in to avoid the site sign off fee. And you were so nice and seemed so nervous to be there. I couldn't work up the courage to say I knew who you were because I honestly don't know. And I regretted it. As soon as you left, I turned around and yelled at my coworkers, I just met someone famous and I froze like a ding dong. I was famous, so upset. Lol. Well, that's all. I love you guys and keep doing you. Would love to see you guys do a live show with a meet and greet and maybe I won't freeze again.
Aww.
Isn't that
I'm
so cute?
I'm sad she didn't say anything.
I was sad she didn't say anything either. I think she might not have realized where she knew you from, but she knew
you. Well, that's hard when you're in your profession too. Like you're trying to like.
Yes. And how many times has that happened, especially living in LA, where you walk past someone and you're like, shoot, who is that? And you know, you know them from somewhere and it's not till like later. You're like, oh, it's from that 70s show.
Yeah,
like we were just at Jones and we saw Eric from that 70s show.
Oh my gosh.
And I couldn't for the life of me remember his name.
His like real name?
His real name.
Oh crap.
We just came up with Eric.
It's Eric Foreman.
It's Eric from
Eric
that 70s show.
Foreman.
Yeah. But yeah, that happens all the time. But thank you so much for sending that
cute.
In. I just thought that was crazy that she's met both of us.
I know.
And that I actually had her in a vlog at some point.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was really
cool. You know, I actually
really
have another citation I need to get signed off. So
she's like, oh, that reminds me.
Yeah, about that.
I love how that's how she met you.
Yeah, maybe I'll see you again soon.
Oh my God. Anyways, let's get on into our stories.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. And then do you want to go first?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, perfect.
I'll hit you guys with a title, as I always do. This one is titled, Having a Beautiful Best Friend. So
it's a story about your life.
It's a story about... What? Oh, my life.
We'll be back.
Da-da-da.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, welcome back from the break. Hope it was fun. We're about to get into my story. If you guys happen to forget what I said before the break, the title is Having a Beautiful Best Friend.
For all of you who skip through.
For you skippers out there, we want to make sure we include you too. Okay, I'm going to get into it. Hey guys, I just want to say that I love you both and I absolutely love the podcast. So many of the episodes have helped me in my life and all of my issues.
Oh, we love you and your issues.
We love you and your issues. Okay, so my name is Ashley, which I just thought,
oh,
it's a big coincidence.
Hi.
It's great. But she spells it A-S-H-L-E-E.
Mm.
There's a difference, you know? It still sounds like Ashley, but
I feel like there's differences too in personalities.
Oh, I can see that. I can totally see that too. And there's like
she's a little crazy.
She's a little crazy.
She's got a little spicy side to her.
I think L-E-Y is a little basic.
Yeah.
And then there's always the Ashley, like the
E-I-G-H.
Yes. E-I-G-H.
Yeah, you better watch out.
I feel like they're always like the cool ones.
Yeah.
At least I knew an Ashley, and I remember being like, oh, I love how yours is different. Anyways, yeah. That's the end of my story on the Ashley names. But she says, yes, you can use my name. So we have full permission to say Ashley.
Good,
thanks
we just
for
talked
that.
About Ashley for like 5 minutes.
And this is a story about my best friend. There are two questions to my story. So here we go. Me and my best friend have been friends for about 6 years now, and we have always been inseparable, but I have this problem. Our entire friendship, she has been a boy magnet. Oof. Like, she never doesn't have a date on the weekends. And me, on the other hand, I'm lucky if I even get a date. My friend is really pretty, but at the same time, I kind of feel like we're even on the look scale. So what's the problem? How do I do that? Because most of the time I see how many of the guys go after her, and it just makes me feel bad because I feel like I'm not on her level. Okay, now the second part. So after high school, she moved away to college, but we still stayed pretty close. She began to make friends down there, which I'm not against, but the friends down there are a little careless in how they act with boys, and she's kind of beginning to pick up on that behavior to the point that when she comes up and visits, she can't go a day without being around a guy.
Ooh.
Even when she's around me. She always has to have a guy by her side, and it's awkward for me because then I end up being the third wheel, and it doesn't feel good to be the third wheel. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, we got into this huge fight because she was coming up to visit, and our friend group planned to have a girls' day because it had been a long time since we had all hung out. She, of course, invited a guy.
No.
That's girl code, rule one.
Oh, totally.
If you're having a girls' day, keep it a girls' day if it's been discussed.
It's literally in the title.
It's the rule.
Like, there's no excuse.
You can't have a girls' day and bring a guy.
No.
Okay. She, of course, invited a guy and then decided not to tell me, but to tell all of the other girls. And then they thought that we had changed it into just a big group date. But no one told me. I figured out that day, and well, I had no one to go with because just a week before I had broken up with my boyfriend. I'm sorry about that. So obviously I had no one to go with, so I ended up being the third wheel, or in this case, the seventh wheel. When I canceled, she called me asking why, and I told her, and I got a little mad. This is when our fight broke out and we had a yelling battle on the phone. Me and her fight all the time, but in the like sibling bickering fighting kind of way, we have never gotten into this big of a fight before. We have talked a couple of times after this, and I have tried to tell her how I feel with the whole thing. I just feel like going down to college has changed her, and we are just growing farther and farther apart, but I don't want that to happen. I want to stay friends with her. She still is a really good friend, and I love her like a sister. I just don't know what to do because she doesn't understand why I have such a problem with it, because I don't think she has ever had to third wheel in her life. So can you please help tell me what to say to her, because I don't want to lose her as a friend, but I hate dealing with all of this. Thank you so much for reading my story, Ashley.
Aww.
I know. There's a lot of things hard. I wanted to hit, but like, I just really quickly feel like me and you, Taryn, mm-hmm. can both really empathize with mm-hmm. her. Just in the fact, I feel like we talk about it all the time, but I'm just going to like remind you guys, we're both super single.
Yep.
And I have really begun to rock the third wheel role. Like, I'm really good at it.
Me too.
And I feel like my friends have even picked up on that, to the point where I feel like all of their guy friends / boyfriends / fiancés, whatever they are, they all adore me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a good time, because I've really just like been like, embrace all right, I'm going in solo, and yeah. we're just gonna like not be weird, and we're just gonna like yeah. rock it, you know? So I feel like me and Taryn can both really empathize with you yeah. on having to deal with that. And it isn't fun a lot of the time. And there is this unspoken like, okay, like if you go to Disneyland, the seven of you guys,
you're just by yourself.
You're just
on
by yourself. Like, and that's just one of the things.
With all the weird single writers.
And then if any of the, they're like, oh, well, maybe we should like rotate or something like that. You know, they're doing it because
yeah,
of you.
You're like, nah.
And it's just this whole like, do I want to deal with that?
Yeah.
Like, that's a sucky feeling. And I'm so sorry, totally. Ashley, that you're stuck doing that. There are a few things I wanted to like mention right off the bat. I know it's really hard not to do this. We all do this, but I really would advise you to try to lean away from comparing yourself
yeah.
to her. That is literally, there's nothing you can do that can only hurt you. And that's also not fair to her
yeah.
because you're building up this anger against her for something that she has no control over.
Yeah. You're talking about the whole like her being like, she's pretty, but like, I feel like I am. And,
yeah. yeah. And so like the whole like pretty comparison is really, I think, a not healthy way to go about viewing your friend.
Yeah.
It
should be separate. Like you appreciate her for her beauty and appreciate yourself for your own.
Yeah.
And there's no like standard. That always drives me insane. That's the whole thing.
There's no standard.
Like
yeah.
how people will be like, oh, like she's not pretty. Like, well, how do you know? Maybe not to you.
What is pretty? Yeah.
Because even us, like, we'll be driving and I'll be like, oh, that guy's hot. And Ashley's like, eh. Or exactly. like vice versa.
Everyone's different. And I'm not trying to downplay this. I have been around beautiful people in my life. Yeah. And it's literally been to the point where I've just like walked. I've met a few people that were models, like full-time mm-hmm. models, like at events and stuff. And I just remember being like, well, God, I quit.
You know? And they're like no makeup, hair yeah. thrown up, and you're
they're like super
oh my
natural.
God.
They didn't even get ready, and I'm over here with like caked on yeah, makeup, uh-huh. and my hair is like sprayed to my face, just trying so hard. So I don't mean to downplay it.
No, yeah,
but it's just one of those things where the older you get, I think the more you realize that that's only hurting you.
Yeah,
and you really have to change how you think about yourself and about your friend, because she could be beautiful, but that doesn't mean that you are less or she's yeah. more.
And I will say, like, as far as I feel like I've been in that where I'm like with a friend that like guys are always hitting on her and I'm like, mm-hmm. hello, like literally they'll like push past me to be like, hey, can I buy you a drink? And I'm like, you're literally sitting on my lap. Like I am here.
Can't you leave?
Please, hello.
Not even addressing.
But I think like there's differences too. Like for some reason, people have told me before that I'm like intimidating, like they were intimidated to approach me, which I always think that's so strange.
Because I think
I'm,
that's really strange for you.
I'm like the most like,
you're
I'll talk
so
to
outgoing.
Anyone, you know?
Yeah.
And I have also had where so many times guys have told me like, oh yeah, I used to have a huge crush on you. But like
guys
never
have
approached
told me
on it.
About how yeah. them and their friends had a crush on Taryn. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting mad at this point because mm-hmm. like me and you were already friends. And I was like, well, why the hell didn't you tell
yeah.
her?
Yeah. I literally
just
thought
so upset
nobody
for you.
liked me. Yeah. But so I think sometimes like it might be, I mean, from what she's explaining about her friend, it seems like her friend probably is putting off a very open vibe if yes. she's like wanting that attention. And I think people read that. You know yeah. what I mean? Like a guy is going to see that and be like, oh, like, hey, like she's like wanting to talk or mm-hmm. I'm sure she's like looking around and making eye contact, which opens up the invitation to like come
oh,
talk.
Totally.
Whereas you might be like, oh, I'm just here with my friend and you seem more like closed off. So all that to say, I don't know if that's the case, but there's always like other factors. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like it might be a good thing that these guys aren't approaching you. Like, you know what I mean? Like if yeah. you're wanting something more solid anyways, I think it's worth waiting longer to find that than yeah. like having people approach you constantly.
Yeah. And that's actually something I wrote down also. I did want to say her, if she is giving off that vibe, which I feel like guys and girls go through phases.
Yeah.
Where I remember going through a phase where I was like boy crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that's the phase that she's in right now, but that phase never lasts, mm-hmm. at least with people that I've grown up with. That's not something that brings those kinds of relationships around.
No,
like the good
yeah.
kind. That brings the like, let's play around and goof off and, you know, just have fun kind of relationships, which can seem fun at the time, but in the end, it's never gonna like fulfill you or mm-hmm. make you actually genuinely happy. So all this to say, like, it might be a blessing that these guys aren't looking in your direction, like Taryn was saying, because you're not gonna have to deal with the mess afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's something to consider. With the whole third wheeling thing, I kind of touched on it already, but I feel like you either have to embrace it mm-hmm. or just like not go.
Yeah.
So you either, if you're very uncomfortable with it and you don't want to do this, just don't go.
Yeah. Which
give a
I
reason.
Was gonna say,
no
I'm
one
proud
has
of her
to
for not going
exactly.
to that event. Like that's
like
a good
no
thing.
One has to. No one can force you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to go, you don't want to go. And honestly, like I would rather you just be happy in the end. if this is something that you really want to go to, but you're really bummed that you're a single person, but you're still wanting to go, I would freaking just milk it.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, who's buying my dinner? You know, yeah. Or like, you know, just be like, hey, someone better sit with me, or just make it like a whole joke, because I think it makes the whole situation a little easier.
Yeah.
Because you're already joking about it, which gives them liberty to just kind of like relax about the whole situation if they were feeling weird. And then 90% of the time they will buy you something. So yeah. Free food, you know, it's a win-win.
I literally just, so I have two brothers.
Yes.
One has been in a relationship forever, and one just got married. So now when we go on family vacation, there's like 1,000 of us.
Right.
But it's my mom and my dad, uh-huh. Ryan and Julia, Brett and Vanessa, and me.
You know what's great is I've witnessed all of this.
Yes.
I was there before the girls.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And vacations, now the girls are
like, yeah, which I love. I freaking love them. But the other day, you know, my dad now, because everything's so much more expensive, and it's like, okay, well, you're bringing your people. So he said, you know, like, you guys can start paying for your own.
Yeah.
So I was like, annoying. But then finally, we were at dinner the other day, and I was like, I don't think I should have to pay for myself. And they were like, what? And I was like, it's not fair because I am single. And it's not fair that just because they decide to bring people, I have to pay for my own stuff now, Dad. And I'm like, Dad? Like a straight up adult, like Mr. whining. E. Yeah. And they were just like cracking up. And I'm always like, or like when we're sitting at tables, I'll be like, oh, I guess I'm the one sitting over here across from no one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it is funny. Like you do have to kind of just roll with it and make jokes about it, so yeah. It's more light.
Because I feel like going into those situations, I would feel slightly anxious about it, and it would make the situation worse.
Yeah.
But if you just go in and fake it till you make it,
yeah,
it always is like, oh, that wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not kidding. Someone will buy you at least coffee.
As they should.
They're like, hey, do you want a coffee? And I'm like, I sure do. Can I get a venti, please, with like all the extra toppings?
Yeah.
Make my day better.
Yeah.
And then, so the last thing I wanted to address, so hopefully that helped with the third wheeling thing. The last thing that I wanted to address is if you have tried talking to her and she's not getting through, it's not getting through to her, I think what needs to happen is not a phone call. I think you need to sit her down in person because she probably, I'm just guessing off of like the little bit that I know about her, she probably has no idea how this is truly affecting you, especially if she keeps putting you in these group situations. I doubt that she's actually taking the time to notice how you're feeling because there's so many people around. So if you say that she's still a really good friend to you, aside from this one thing, I feel like if you sit her down in person and say, hey, like, I love you as a friend. If this is where you're going at right, like doing right now, like that's fine. I freaking support you, girl. But if you want to hang out with me, I need like quality time or like at least give me a heads up if you're going to bring a guy. Because just let her know, like if you're bringing a guy, I either need to have someone to come with or I'm probably not going to make it.
Yeah.
And then she'll know not to even invite you if she's bringing a guy, or not to bring a guy around if you two have something planned.
Yeah.
But you need to sit her down and genuinely tell her that this affects you in a very negative way, and you need her as your best friend to step it up.
Yeah. And I think the conversation, like if you're afraid, like, oh, I don't want to get in another like yelling fight. I think it's always hard when the conversation comes up when it's already heated. Mm-hmm. But like if you do take time to just like when you guys are just chill, be like, hey, let's go get coffee, like, and just calmly talk about it. But make sure like you put it on yourself. Like, this is how I feel when this happens and this is what I need. Because if she is going through a change, it's hard as a friend because you want to be able to say like, hey, like, I don't like what you've been doing. Like, I'm worried about you. But like ultimately, like, she's going to make her own choice. Mm-hmm. So you either have to just support her. I mean, make your concerns known, because that's what friendship is like saying, hey, I love you enough to tell you, like, I'm worried about you.
Yeah.
But also, like, if she decides, like, no, this is my life, and, like, I want to be irresponsible with guys, like, I want this attention, then, like, you have to either step aside if you can't deal with it, or you have to just be like, okay, like, that's your choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because essentially, like, the best friend role means you're there through thick and thin. And change is inevitable, especially if you guys are in college right now. Like, there's just, like, all this, like, guy drama. It's so normal. Like, people go through these changes. So, I mean, she might not. This might be a one-year thing. And she'll be out of it. in like a season, you know, or like next year she could be like, I'm over guys, and she doesn't date the rest of college, yeah. You know, like it's such a normal thing. So I would really hope that you don't hold this against her too much, because yeah. This is just normal. Like girls totally. And guys both like go through stuff like this. Yeah. So yeah, I think if you sit her down.
Yeah, definitely.
She'll take it way more seriously. Yeah. She'll understand.
And then create your boundaries if yeah. needed.
And if she continues with the group dates and wanting you to third or seventh or 12th wheel, whatever. 12th. I guess be 13th. I don't know.
Dude, imagine being the 13th wheel. That'd be so hard.
I feel at like, least it would really feel like it because there's so many people around. Yeah. But like, you know, then just don't go.
Yep.
Or demand a coffee.
Yeah. Free food. Or
and a popcorn. Yep. Yeah. So thank you guys. Thank you, Ashley, so much for writing in. Thank you for being vulnerable with us. I really hope that helped. I'm sorry you're going through this, but I think you're gonna be fine if you talk to her. I think it'll be good.
Cool.
Yeah.
You got this.
We support you.
Cool. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll get into my topic, which is a little bit like heavier for sure. Or more just like a very like hard situation to be in.
Okay.
And I actually have two stories that go along with it.
Oh.
So.
Like two similar stories?
Yeah. So I think I'm going to read both of them and then we can kind of just talk about the topic in a whole, but also individually what we would advise for sure. But the first story's title is My Dad's Affair with Google.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. First, let me just take a moment to say I absolutely adore not only your podcast, but also you too.
Oh, thank you.
I love you too. Now, I feel I'm not understanding the sentence, but maybe you can.
Okay.
She said, you have made my prescription change. I don't know if maybe like it was perspective and it like corrected it.
I'm guessing so. I don't know how we could change someone's prescription.
Like, is that like a cool thing kids are saying now? Like my prescription?
I don't think so.
Is that what the kids say now?
I don't think so.
And you have also made me cry because I was laughing so hard. I can't thank you enough for what you are doing. And let me tell you,
Unless she's super depressed. And we brought so much joy into her life.
Oh my God, Ash, that's heavy.
Well, that's the only reason we could. Oh, I feel like that's the only way we could actually change a prescription.
I mean, that's awesome if that's the case.
If that's true, wow. I'm so glad. Yeah. I feel like it's perspective.
Maybe. She said, if you're using this, I'll be freaking out. Well, freak out because I'm about to read it.
Freak out dance.
Okay, now on to my story. Oh, she says, plus, I'm hiding in my room right now writing this because I couldn't sleep because I was thinking about this, so hopefully this will help. Let me start off by saying I'm 14 years old. So young.
Yeah.
Baby. So innocent.
Baby.
Okay. I know y'all usually want to know the ages. Also, I would like to be called C, not my actual name. So hello, C. Anyway, I've grown up so far with very strict parents and many, many rules, and my parents have grown up the same way. One day I was practicing my violin and I asked my dad if I could use his phone as a metronome. I didn't have a phone at the time. ... Without hesitation, he said yes, and I brought it to where I was practicing. When it wasn't loading, I groaned. My dad didn't know how to clear his tabs. As I went through closing the tabs, I came across one with a naked woman. Immediately, I closed it, pretending I didn't see it, and blamed it on an ad that must have popped up. I went on with my life as usual. Keep in mind, we were never allowed to talk about stuff like that. And this was probably my first time even typing the word naked. Fast forward to a couple weeks later, when yet again I had to clear all of my dad's tabs for him, I was surprised to see yet another tab with the same thing. Now I was starting to wonder about these ads that keep popping up. But after a third and a fourth time, I no longer wondered. I guess I'm asking advice on what to do. I definitely don't want to tell my mom because then she will feel insecure about herself and I don't want that to happen. It's not like he doesn't love her. They've been married for 22 years and have 4 daughters. And I don't want to tell my brothers or I don't want to tell my sisters because that will change their view of him. Briefly, I thought about restrictions on his phone until I reminded myself that he is a full-grown adult. I wanted to talk to him, but I know he will not confess and will lie to me about what he has done, not wanting my view to change of him. I really just need help because I haven't been able to get it out of my head for a few months. Oh, it's such a long time to like hold that.
That's a long time.
By the way, don't get me wrong. I love my dad. He is the best dad ever. I'm sorry that this is all over the place. Honestly, it just felt good to get it off my chest. Maybe I'll be able to sleep now. Thank you for reading to the end. Your devout? I always forget how to say it. Your devout. Ooh. Podcast listener, C. She said, P.S., you should really come up with a name for your fans. Which we'll come back to that later because we want to stick to this topic. So I don't know if I should just read the second one too.
Yeah, let's go into the second one. If
actually,
they're related.
No, let's do them separate because it is a little bit separate of a
different situation.
Like the specifics, yeah.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to say that is so much to hold on your little heart. And I'm glad that you wrote in because I think it's good for you to have someone to talk or at least to like listen to about this. Because honestly, like holding that in for months, like that's not fair. And it's not fair that you had to find that. And I just wanted to start by saying that like we're so sorry because my heart hurts for you because I can't imagine anything that happens where you feel disappointed or shocked at your parents. It's so unnatural because they're supposed to like do no wrong and always do the right thing, you know?
And we all know people are stupid and people are human and they're going to make mistakes, but it's hard at that age to come around and face that.
Yeah.
Especially when no one in your family knows.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really tough position.
Well, because then I'm sure she's like reading every interaction her dad has and like just your mind starts to spiral.
And all those emotions are bottling up and then like every little thing he does or says, you're going to start questioning and doubting him and oof, that's just a really sticky position to be in. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I personally, I mean, I think that you need to take some kind of step. What you're comfortable with, that's going to have to do with how you feel. It seems right now that you're not too comfortable to like fully talk to anybody about it yet. And I get like not wanting your sisters to think different or not wanting to hurt your mom's feeling. I understand that. But I also think if like you need to talk to someone and you feel more comfortable talking to them, that I think it's okay for you to do that. Mm-hmm. If it's she keeps coming back to like, I want to say something to him. Maybe like if you're not too comfortable to like fully talk to him about it. It sounds like this keeps happening where you're finding it. So maybe the next time you do have it open to that tab and just hand him the phone back and just kind of say, hey, sorry, I was just trying to help close your tabs. And then that way, like he knows, like you saw it and maybe that'll open up a conversation, but it doesn't need you to like sit down and be like, dad, this is what I saw. This is how, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that might kind of be like an easy way to just let him know that you know it. And hope that spirals him to either like talk to you about it or maybe just to like reconsider maybe the choices he's making on his own time.
Yeah.
But that's like the most like removed way I could think of like starting it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably the most removed thing I would do.
Yeah.
As well. I do want to say that I think it's very admirable that you want to protect your mother.
Yeah.
And I think that's so sweet and that shows like your character and your heart and I think that's beautiful. But on just like a separate note, being an outsider and being older than you, I think that your mom wouldn't like that you're carrying this by yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that she would rather you come to her and tell her than hold on to it and be struggling with it.
Yeah.
So I personally, if I were you, I would probably tell my mom.
Yeah.
Because she is a grown woman and that is her husband and she has a right to know.
Yeah.
another thing you could do is even both tell them both.
Yeah.
Where he can't hide or deny. She's there to witness it.
Yeah.
And you just say, hey, I just want you both to know that I found this. I found this a while ago. It's really affected how I've been living, and I need you guys to deal with this.
Yeah.
You know, and then walk away because it's not your job.
No, it's not. This is not your thing to fix or to hold. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important that you understand that. And you've been holding this weight for way too freaking long. Like,
yeah,
it's not fair that you are holding this or feeling like you are trying to hold your family together.
Yeah.
They're adults and they need to deal with this themselves. Mm-hmm. And this is something between them that they need to discuss.
Yeah. And I think it does sound really scary, but I think at the root of it, like, pornography is a real addiction.
Yeah.
And it's a real problem. And it doesn't mean he doesn't love your mom.
No.
But it's something that he and your mom can work through, but they need to know about, she needs to know about it before they can start moving forward.
Yeah. And, you know, it sucks. I mean, I know, like, for her, because now she was like exposed to something and she mentions that, like, that's the first time she's ever seen something like that.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, it's healthy to talk about it. You know, like, unfortunately, like, you can access literally anything on your phone, which is why my children will not be having phones till they're like 18. 30,
I'm just kidding.
But you know, like, this is a topic that people have 1,000 different opinions on and 1,000 different, like, whether they're convicted or not, or whether they're okay with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this to say, like, that's not yours to hold.
It's
so
not your job. Yeah.
I would definitely talk to someone. Mm-hmm. If you're more comfortable with your mom, then talk to her. Or maybe even write a letter and say, Mom and Dad, hey, I would love to talk to you both. Here's this letter, and I just want you to know I love you both. And, like, I can't hold this on myself. And I want to give this to you because I'm handing it to you to deal with. And then walk away.
Like,
walk away,
and,
you know?
Yeah, something else you can do. This is random, but one of my really good friends went through something like this also. She was using her dad's computer and found letters from between him and another woman.
Yeah.
And she panicked, and we were really good friends, and she told my mom.
Yeah.
And I think it helped her to talk to my mom first before addressing her mother. So if there is anyone that you're really close with outside that can kind of, like, maybe prep you or encourage you before, you know, going into that conversation, if you know someone that you, like, really trust, then I would recommend maybe even mentioning it to them too, so that they can support you through telling your parents, only if you know someone, like, genuinely close to you who can love you and help you through that.
Yeah.
Because I know that my friend, that really helped my friend.
Yeah.
Because she was really scared too, and I think she was 14.
So,
that might help if you know someone.
Yeah. But all this to say, you need to let it go. That's too heavy for you.
Yeah, that is in no way your responsibility or your job or your burden to carry. And we're so proud of you that you're even handling it in this way. Like so much forethought and wisdom is, like, just, like, seeping out of this email. The fact that you're even concerned about your mom or worried about how your sisters view your dad just shows how mature you are. Mm-hmm. So proud of you for reacting this way. And I'm really pumped for you to hand this over to your parents and let it go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, totally agree. So I'm going to read really quick through this other one.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an interesting situation because she brings up that her friend is she's a 2 and her friend's a 9.
Whoa,
yeah,
our people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Hi, Taryn and Ashley. I'm currently in a desperate situation and I know only you guys can help me with it. The story I'm about to tell you isn't really about me, but somehow it is. I know, super complicated. Anyway, I would like to remain anonymous on this one if you ever read it. Turns out I'm a type 2 Enneagram, which really explains a lot of things. Oh my God, me. When I read it, I was like, oh my gosh.
I feel like I already know you.
Yep. My best boyfriend, so he's not her boyfriend, but he's a guy friend, is actually a type 9. I found he struggles a lot sharing his feelings, and he prefers to wait until the situation is over before sharing it with anyone else. Ashley's like, oh, yeah.
Relatable.
Yep. She says, so me being the number two I am, I can't handle knowing he's going through something and that I can't help him out. Anyway, yesterday, for the first time ever, he told me a secret he's been holding on to for months now. We live nearby, so he asked me if I could go for a walk with him at night. We began talking about whatever, and all of a sudden, he told me everything that's been going on in his life. Turns out his mother asked him to check his dad's computer for conversations with other women, and he found everything and more. Not only did he discover that his dad was having an affair with other women, but that he's been doing it since 2016. My heart aches. He told me that he needed to tell me because he really didn't know what to do or what to think about everything. He sees his dad with different eyes now and with good reason. But here's the part that hurts me the most. He never opens up like that, and I've always encouraged him to speak his feelings, and the one time he does, I didn't have a word to say to him. I don't know what to tell him or how to help him go through this. I can't tell anyone because that would be betraying his trust, and I don't want to do that. But I clearly need help, and I would love some perspective from another number nine, Ashley, and an outside perspective, Taryn. Thanks for reading this. Even if you don't read this, writing this is somehow therapeutic. Your podcast is my favorite. You guys are the reason I love Mondays. Wishing you the best, Anonymous.
Aww.
Again, like, why are these kids holding these burdens? Like, it bothers me. That's so hard.
That's real. That really sucks.
Yeah.
Both of these situations are just so rough.
Yeah.
Did you have something ready, or did you want me to?
Well, yeah, I just I want to clarify, especially to you, C, like, we're not comparing these two. Like, I'm not saying, like, oh, his dad was having an affair. You're dumb. Like, not at all the same. These are totally separate like subjects, even though, like, a lot of people think, like, oh, if you're looking at stuff, it's like having an affair, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm not comparing the two.
Yeah.
I just, these two correlated in my eyes because it's these young kids having to deal with these burdens of their parents, which is so, it feels so unnatural. Like I said earlier,
it's
like, your parents are supposed to take care of you, like not you fearing what's going to happen to them. So I just wanted to say, Anonymous, like, I think your friend, like, we're not necessarily giving advice, like, for him because you're the one writing in. But I think being a two and seeing that, feeling like you somehow missed your opportunity, that's not the case.
No.
And honestly, like, and I'll let you talk about being a nine because you are. Honestly, you just, like, letting him talk probably was, like, the best thing you could have done anyways.
Yeah. That actually goes really well into, like, what I was going to say.
Okay.
I think one of the main things that nines struggle with is, like, having a voice and, like, sticking up for themselves. They have opinions. I don't want to disregard that, but 90% of the time I feel like they don't get to voice those opinions. They often feel overlooked because they're constantly, like, trying to help other people. So that being said, I think it really sucks that his mom put that responsibility on him.
Oh my God, yeah.
Knowing that he was probably going to do it for her.
Yeah.
So I think, what you did was actually best. Cause I think, he probably knows that that wasn't fair, and he probably doesn't get to stick up for himself too much in his family. I'm guessing if she felt that she was able to have him do the hard job of looking at the computer. But I think nines really struggle with feeling like they're being heard. And, I think you gave him a beautiful moment where he was able to actually fully open up because he trusts you so much, and he was able to actually open up and tell you everything he feels. And that doesn't require an answer sometimes.
Yeah.
I think that just is a really beautiful thing where you guys are close enough to where he was able to just kind of let it all out. And I guarantee you, he feels so much better getting that off of his chest.
Oh yeah.
Because I think that was probably like, for lack of a better word, like, marinating in him for a really long time. Like, that's just been stewing and just, like, going over and over, and he's replaying everything that he read in his head. He's replaying his mom asking him and then having to tell his mom, and, like, this whole situation is just been, has been stuck in him, and he doesn't want to talk about it because it makes him feel gross and it makes him feel sad, and he's really unsure about life and his parents right now. He's probably unsure about his future right now.
Yeah.
But just being able to, like, open up and talk is so freeing. And I don't think we really realize how freeing it is until you feel like you can't do that.
Yeah.
So I think you did the best thing by just letting him talk. I think a lot of times people try to throw answers mm-hmm. at people where it's like, no, I don't necessarily need to hear what I should do. I just need you to hear yeah. me, you know, see me and let me feel validated in
yeah.
my feelings right now. And I think you did exactly that, which is such a great friend.
Yeah.
So.
And I think especially for twos, because we are so overly caring. Mm-hmm. Ashley actually texted me the other day from, what's that Instagram?
I don't know. Let me pull it up.
Okay. She texted me. There was like this Enneagram Instagram account that like was doing like nines and twos. And one of the parts said how sometimes twos are so overly emotional that it can make the nines like uncomfortable. So especially if he was in a moment of being vulnerable and talking, like him just speaking could have been like all he had the capacity to do.
Yeah.
Like if you would have started asking questions or telling him what you thought or things like that, that might have overwhelmed him.
Yeah.
So maybe just you just being, like Ashley said, like giving him that safe space to like hear and accept like what he has to say. And then from now, you know, checking in on him, just letting him know you're there. And again, providing him that space he might need just to like vent about it and talk about it. And I would, if you are going to encourage him anything, just like we were saying in the previous story, I would encourage him to like hand it over and just say like, hey, like I shouldn't be involved in this. This is between you and Dad. Like this is too much. It's too painful and it's too much on me. So like I need you guys to like take over from here. Mm-hmm. I would definitely encourage him to do that. But
yeah.
I think as far as like knowing what to say, like I really think everyone needs to learn. Sometimes just saying nothing and just being a presence where that person knows I care for you and I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. And whatever you need to say, like I'm ready to take it and like walk through this with you.
Yeah. And if you are to talk to him again, something I would recommend saying is just maybe reassuring him that wasn't fair
yeah.
of his mom to ask him to do that.
Yeah.
And being a nine, we really are extremely, like we're the most empathetic number on the Enneagram. So I feel like he probably felt like he had no choice.
Yeah.
And was like thrown into this whole situation. So I would just take some time to really help him understand that what he was asked to do was not fair.
No, not fair at
all. And it doesn't mean that his mom doesn't love him or anything like that. It just means that wasn't fair of her to do that to him.
Yeah.
So it's okay for him to even tell her that it really sucks that she put him in that position.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's okay. Like it's literally, I would just reassure him by saying that he can be upset that he got thrown into that.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair. And we a lot of times tend to stuff our emotions and we don't really know what to do with our anger. So giving a voice to that anger, like giving him permission to be angry about that is what he needs right now. Because yeah. he's probably stuffing it and thinking like he doesn't want to add on to the flame that is his family right now.
Yeah.
But like the truth is he has every right to be upset.
Yeah.
Because that's not his responsibility. That's between him and his mom and her husband.
Yeah.
You know? So allowing him and giving him permission to be upset is actually something that I think he could really use.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I did find the Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
It's Nine Types Co. So we're really into the Enneagram. If you haven't noticed, I follow probably 10 Instagram accounts because I'm just, you know, a big fan. But this one is Nine Types Co. That's NineTypesCo. This is just, I guess, a free plug to that. They have a series that they started called the Relationship Series. And they have static posts where it's, for example, this one is the number one and their relationships, and it gives a small little synopsis of what the number one's relationship looks like with each number.
It's so cool.
And then it goes through all the numbers. So it's like the one and all of their relationships between other ones, as well as, you know, one through nine. And then it does the same thing for twos, threes, four, five, six, seven,
it's
eight,
so
nine.
Cool. Yeah, if you guys are into the Enneagram, definitely get on that.
Yeah, so much fun.
And yeah, thank you guys so much for writing in, especially like, I mean, the vulnerable stories, like I always appreciate that. And it's so cool. Just even like both of these stories were just like, honestly, just writing it out, like felt like so much
it must of have the been burden. So helpful.
Yeah.
Cause me and Taryn both.
Which is why journaling
do so well with journaling.
So powerful.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to end with a quick dad joke.
Please do.
Because, you know, we've got to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
And me.
That's what they're really here for.
Okay, what do you call a group of giraffes? You're not going to, I mean.
I have no idea.
Okay. A tower. What do you call a stampede of giraffes?
I don't know.
A tower of terror.
Get it? Disney?
Do you really call them
a tower?
I should have started by saying it. This is a Disneyland dad joke.
Oh.
Whoops.
What's a tower?
I don't know. I think that's
what you
call.
Do you really call giraffes a tower?
I think so. I didn't fact check this, but this was set in from Ashley.
Why are there so many Ashleys in this episode right now?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Crazy.
But I trust her, and if she said it's called a tower, then it's called a tower. But get it, a tower of terror.
Hey, Siri.
Come on.
What do you call...
I'm on it.
Oh.
Sorry, I can't...
Oh, Siri failed. Okay, she's struggling. I'm a Google
Are
it
you really
quick. I'm Googling this.
Ashley,
what do
I trust you.
Call a...
Group of giraffes.
Group of... Can't believe
you
I'm
can't
Googling
spell giraffes, can you?
Stop it. I got it. Okay. A group of giraffes is called a tower.
So, boom, in your face. We knew
that
what we were talking
unreal.
About.
Unreal. I've never heard. How come they don't tell you these things in school?
I don't know.
I never learned this, and I feel like I would remember this.
Yeah, I don't know.
A it's tower?
A good time.
Because they're so tall?
So that was my dad jokes that I ruined the introduction to, and Ashley ruined the flow because she had to get all fact-checky on us.
I just want to make sure we were feeding the people truth. That's all I wanted.
That's
sure.
Our whole point of this podcast is that they maybe shouldn't listen to anything we say.
Anyways, this was so much fun. Thank you guys. I feel like this was a more serious one. So I do want to thank our writers for being so vulnerable,
yes,
with us and being open and
definitely
trusting us with these situations. Hopefully that was super helpful. If you guys have not yet, be sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, review
all things.
Each episode individually.
We also have a YouTube channel.
We do.
So we've had some of you that have been like, oh, my podcast app isn't working, or oh, my internet, blah, blah, blah. You know,
yeah.
Just so you know, the option is always you can put the video on too.
And you can see our beautiful faces.
Our faces are beautiful.
While we talk instead of just listening to our beautiful voices.
You can see that I have a disposable camera and cough drops sitting next to me.
And my Celsius and water bottle,
yeah,
as
good
per
times.
Usual.
Yeah. We love you. If you can't get enough of us.
I can't talk.
On us. You know, go to our socials. We pretty much post every day. We interact there.
Yeah. Also.
Our Facebook page, all the things.
I feel like we didn't mention it, but it is also like understood. But just to reiterate, October series is over. It was a good time. We had a great time.
Stop trying to scare us.
We don't need any more October stories officially. So we do appreciate them. I don't mean the scary stories have to end.
No.
If you have something that like you would like advice on and it just happens to be scary, like send it in. It sounds great.
But
series is over.
We are doing awkward family situations
for Thanksgiving.
And honestly, Christmas probably might be like,
you might as well just send in all the stories.
So
awkward family holiday stories.
We love them. Bring them.
Bring them on.
But also bring regular stuff too, guys.
We want it all. But stop. No more October.
I can't read
those things at home anymore.
No.
It's terrifying.
No.
Okay.
We love you guys like an abnormal amount. We'll think about a fan name. It's weird to even think that we have like fans.
I know. It's hard to.
You should be used to this.
Well, like
astronauts.
Something happened today. I went to a famous birthdays meeting and I had to do this like interview thing, and they asked me questions about the podcast, which I've never had happen before.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like I've gone to things and they always want to talk about YouTube or like social media and stuff like that. They had questions specifically pertaining to the podcast
because we're a big deal, guys.
And I was like oh, you know about that, like
we're
it was
a big
so
deal.
Exciting for me. So yeah, we're gonna come up with a name for
cool.
you guys because it is past time that we do that. It is past. It's
Anyways, we're going to let her keep figuring that sentence out. And we love you guys. Thanks for listening all the way. If you've listened all the way, DM us.
You the realist.
That you listened.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't know who's still listening.
It's literally just us.
We should stop talking.
Okay.
We love you.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.